proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. Our series about the Messiah and the Old Testament prophets continues with this exposition about the ministry of the Messiah, as contained in the 61st chapter of Isaiah's book. On a certain Sabbath day in 1st century Nazareth, the worshippers assembled in the local synagogue. They experienced an unusual event. Jesus Christ, who grew up in their city, came forward and read a portion of the opening words of the 61st chapter of Isaiah. Here's what he said according to the 4th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Quote, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Unquote. After closing the scroll he had been handed, the Lord added, quote, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Unquote. The Savior could not have made a clearer assertion of his messianic claims than he did on that occasion. Jewish sources had long considered the opening verses of Isaiah 61 as references to the coming Messiah. In that synagogue in Nazareth, Jesus Christ applied those verses to himself. The speaker in Isaiah chapter 61 acknowledged that God had empowered him through his Spirit. Some might cite this circumstance as proof that the coming Messiah was only human. They might ask, does an almighty deity really need power from another source? A number of New Testament verses indicated that Jesus Christ, though himself the second person of the Trinity and God incarnate, that Jesus Christ received a divine endowment of power. When he healed a man sick of the palsy, an incident recorded in Matthew chapter 9, the assembled crowd, quote, "marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men," unquote. Luke wrote in the 5th chapter of his gospel that as the Lord ministered to the Jews in Galilee, quote, "the power of the Lord was present to heal them," unquote. In Acts chapter 10, Peter testified to the house of Cornelius about how, quote, "God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power," unquote. These verses all indicate that God the Father had given Jesus Christ special endowment to perform his ministry on earth. Furthermore, Jesus Christ possessed the capability of delegating that power to those who served him. According to Mark chapter 3, the Lord bestowed upon his disciples the power to heal sickness and to expel demons. Indeed, one of those followers, Stephen, who ministered after the Savior rose from the dead. Luke in Acts chapter 6 records that Stephen, quote, "did great wonders and miracles among the people," unquote. The Savior imparted spiritual power to his own immediate disciples, as noted in the first chapter of the book of Acts. Before ascending into heaven, he told them, quote, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth," unquote. The narrative in the 4th chapter of Acts revealed how, quote, "with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus," unquote. According to Isaiah chapter 61, God himself empowered the Messiah to perform ministry and miracles. In our next session, we will look at the different ways in which Jesus Christ employed that divine power as proof of his messianic claims. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.